Consumer groups and some politicians are expressing concern about consolidation in the airline industry. Their worries were heightened yesterday by reports that American Airlines is about to acquire TWA. Another deal between United and U.S. Airways is still pending before regulators. Critics say these mergers could lead to reduced service and higher fares. NPR's Jim Zaroli has a report.
The American deal hasn't been officially announced, and the company isn't talking about it publicly, but the early published reports are already generating controversy. The deal comes in the wake of United's proposed acquisition of U.S. Airways, which was announced last May and still hasn't been approved by regulators. If these deals go through, two airlines would each control about a quarter of the U.S. air travel market, says Bill McGee, editor of Consumer Reports Travel Letter.
As these proposals currently stand, would put a tremendous amount of market share and revenue and routes in the hands of two key players, United and American.
McGee says that with the two airlines controlling more market share, they're likely to try to consolidate flights.
For cities, say, like Baltimore or Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, which currently enjoy quite a bit of service from U.S. Airways, it's inevitable that United, post-merger, would want to dismantle some of those hubs and would want to increase their own efficiencies.
With less service, airlines would be freer to raise fares. In particular, the demise of financially strapped TWA, which has often been a leader in fare cutting, could make air travel more costly. Democratic Congresswoman Louise Slaughter of New York says people in small and medium-sized cities not served by many carriers already pay higher fares than those in larger cities. And Slaughter says this disparity will grow wider if these mergers go through.
Once again, those large carriers, with American and United practically running the country, they'll decide where they want to go and where they don't want to go, and the rest of us will be left out in the cold.
Slaughter says the growing consolidation in the industry makes the public more vulnerable during labor disputes. It's a point also raised by Bill Maloney of the American Society of Travel Agents. Maloney says that when an airline controls 5% of the air travel market, it's not such a big deal if its employees go out on strike.
But as these behemoths get larger and larger, all of a sudden you find yourself with one-third of the transportation system shut down and the remaining two-thirds completely full.
Maloney's group is calling on the incoming administration to block the proposed mergers, and it's been joined by some consumer and business travel groups. In the Senate, there is already some bipartisan concern being expressed about airline consolidation. Republican Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio says he has serious problems with what's happening.
It's my intention as the antitrust subcommittee chairman to hold hearings on this and to really give the public the opportunity to hear firsthand from experts and from the people involved to explain why this is not going to lessen competition and why it's not going to be bad for consumers.
But American is clearly hoping it can persuade the Bush administration that the deal is in the public interest. Among other things, American can argue that by acquiring TWA, it will be saving 20,000 jobs and preserving service on many of the airline's routes. And with the economy slowing, that argument could win some backers. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.